Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody that's interested in listening in the host outside of the show, we also want to let you know that the number, if you want to call in to talk to any of the guests, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. This is Grown Folks Radio, and we talk like grown folks do on this show. So hopefully we're not going to be offending anyone, but that's what we do here on the show. So that's our thing here on Word Sexy Radio. Baby, she brings it to us this evening. We're going to be talking about issues as well, relationships in the second hour. But we're going to get you with someone that's from the UK here in a minute, Amy Crone. She's going to be talking with us. And the Mother Diaries authors will be speaking with them as well. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we're going to go ahead and bring all our guests in. But what I'm going to do is, if you are not speaking, I'd ask that you please, you know, try to keep your background sound to a minimum. But we're going to go ahead and get our first guest on, because she is calling from the UK, and I believe that's why we have a lot of static. So, Miss Amy Crow, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, first of all, I want to welcome you. This is the first time in Word Sexy history that we've had someone calling from England. So we thank you for taking time out of your schedule. And what time is it over there?
It's actually 2:30 in the morning.
Okay. Well, we're not going to hold you too long. We're just going to give you a chance to talk about your book. Go ahead and tell everybody who you are and tell us a little bit about your book.
Right. My name is, actually it's Amy Crow, but my author name is A.E. Crow. The title of the book in question is actually The Orphanage. It's about a young girl who grows up in South Carolina. She was the apple of her parents' eyes. They basically die in a car crash, and she finds out halfway through that her mother had a secret life that nobody knew about. Basically, she becomes the heroine in the book.
Interesting. I like that. So, I'm listening to your accent, and you sound British. So, what made you decide to write
I'm
a girl from
British.
North Carolina? Well, you got the accent, so you must have been over there for a minute. So, tell us about yourself.
Actually, I'm a Southern belle, actually, born and bred in Georgia.
Really? Well, I tell you, how long have you been in England?
Since September of 06.
Really? Well, you must have picked it up pretty well, because that Southern accent seems to be gone. We got the British thing going on, what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, my parents keep telling me that every time I speak to them, that my Southern roots are disappearing.
They have definitely done that. So, all right, so have you been doing any touring over there, or are you coming back to the States to do some touring?
Actually, I've just started out, so I haven't actually got a tour lined up at this moment.
Okay. So this is your first book.
I've got things going on at the moment, you say, so I'm trying,
right.
Though. I'm trying.
So how did you end up over in England?
Oh, well, it's a bit of a long story, Red, to be honest with you. Basically, I met my partner on the internet. Basically, one thing led to another, and I moved over here to be with her.
Not a problem. But, you know, it's interesting because, like I said, the voice is gone. You've definitely changed it up, so you must be living pretty good over there with that going on. I mean, I spent some time overseas when I was in the military, but my voice didn't change. So you must be enjoying yourself.
Well, you know how the saying goes, you have to live life to the fullest because you never know.
I hear you. Well, we thank you for coming on the show, and we want you to tell people how they can get your book. And if you are interested in doing any book signings or anything, tell them how they can get in contact with you.
Okay, I will be glad to do that. Just give me just one moment, and I'm going to pull up the actual link itself, and I will be glad to walk people through this.
Okay, cool.
I'm actually located on Amazon.
Okay.
So
on Amazon.
They can go to the respective Amazon, which is either Amazon.com, Amazon.co.uk, etc., and they can look me up either by my author name, which is A.E. Crow, or they can type in The Orphanage. I'm available on Kindle, Kobo, and paperback as well.
Okay. So, well, you know, what we usually do in the second half of the show a lot of times, but I don't know if we'll get a chance to do it. We probably will, because we got all these women on the show this evening. I'm hoping that we can talk some relationship stuff. And I know you're calling from overseas, so I'm not going to ask that you stay unless you just want to. But we really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule over there and calling in, because I know it's early in the morning probably right now, isn't it?
It's about 2:10, actually.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
okay. Is that 2 a.m. or in the p.m.?
Yeah, that would be 2 a.m.
That's what I thought. So, you know, I thank you very much for coming on, and I'm not going to hold you any longer. Do you have anything else you want to tell us, or anything that you'd like to discuss real quick before we...
Well, I mean, is there anything else that you would like to know?
Well, we just want to know about you, and we're glad that you were interested in coming on the show, and you know you're welcome to come back. I just hate to keep you up so late.
Well, no, it's fine for a few more minutes if there's any questions that anybody would like to ask or anything.
Okay, well, let me see what the chat room is talking about. Let's see, we got some people there, they're speaking, but I don't know if there's any questions. But I'm going to open up the other mics for all the other guests, and I'm going to see if they have any questions for you real quick, and then we're going to introduce them as well so that we can people can know who they are. Matter of fact, I'm going to have them do that real quick while you're on, if you don't mind.
No,
so I'm going to have them come on, and these lovely ladies have an anthology called The Mother Diaries that we're going to be talking with them as well. So I'm going to open up all the lines. I don't even know if all these are them, but if you're not, okay, I'm going to start by calling off area codes. First area code that I'm going to call is 269. We're starting to get some feedback. Okay, area code 269.
Yes, that would be me.
And who are you?
I am Gina Johnson, one of the writers.
Okay, well, we're pleased to have you. And I was going to try to see if I can get all the ladies on so they can speak to our international guests real quick before she goes. But we're having a lot of feedback for some reason. I don't know if it's due to what's going on. So. But let me see. Hold on just a second here. I hate to cut everybody off. Hold on. We got a lot of feedback coming in, and I don't know if somebody's listening. And sometimes when you listen, the feedback will kind of mess it up. So.
I'm still here, Red.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get
with all the static at the moment. That's better.
Okay. Okay, and the only reason why it's better is because I cut everybody's mics off, and I hate to do that, but I'm going to bring all of you back, so please do not hang up. We're going to bring you back in a few seconds. But what I want to do is kind of give us a little, okay, I know you gave us a synopsis a little bit of your book, but what inspired you to write the books and how did you come up with the characters? We'll ask you that and kind of get you, you know, going, and then we're going to get into the second piece.
Well, actually, what inspired me was my partner's cousin actually suggested that I start a hobby, and basically one thing led to another, and I went back to what I enjoyed doing when I was a child, and that was writing stories for people to read and for basically my own enjoyment. And that's basically how that got started. So, actually, I'd like to send a shout-out to my partner's cousin, Sam, if she happens to be listening, which I don't know if she will because of the time at the moment. But anyway, I'd like to send a shout-out as well, Red, if you don't mind, to my loving parents in Georgia.
Go ahead and shout-out who you'd like.
Because if it wasn't for them and the creativeness and what have you, especially my father, I have him to thank for my creative genes, basically. He himself is a songwriter and writes poetry.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good.
I come from a very long creative line of geniuses, basically. So I'd love to send a shout out to all the friends and family who have decided to tune in tonight as well.
Right. Well, we thank you. Like I said, we thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to call in and to come on this show.
Not a problem,
with the time difference.
Not a problem.
Because, and you know, you're welcome to come back anytime you like, and we'll give you more time. But I don't want to hold you up too late because I know, like I said, 2 in the morning, 8:13 in the evening here, it's the next day there already. So I understand that. So, I mean, any last thing you'd like to say?
I would love to thank you yourself for having me on the show and taking time to actually schedule me in and getting word out there about my book. And as I said, if anybody's interested in knowing more about me, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Amazon, I'm on Twitter. All they have to do is look up A.E. Crow.
All right.
That's C-R-O-W-E, in case anybody's wanting to know. So.
Well, they're going to do it because they want to know why you want to come on this show. And, you know, some people trip because this is one of those word sexy, grown sexy shows. So, but we thank you for taking time out. And we're definitely going to keep up with you and keep up what's going on in your book writing and your ability. So just continue to let me know what's going on.
You're very welcome, and I plan on doing that. Thank you again, Greg, for having me on.
Not a problem. Thank you.
You too. Have a wonderful evening.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that was A.E. Crow. I'm sorry, I keep saying her name wrong. A.E. Crow, and she was calling us from the U.K. And I tell you, her accent is definitely, if she didn't tell me. I would have just thought she was exactly from London. So, all right, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to change it around a little bit. I don't know, one of the callers, I think it's area code 405. As soon as I bring you in, it seems like the speed, the feedback comes in. So if you could check your status there, and we'll bring you back in here in a minute. I'm opening all the lines because I don't know who's all the authors. So if you're not one of the authors, just, you know, don't say anything. But if you are an author, please say your name. I'm going to start with area code 832.
Hi, this is Deborah Gaffney.
How are you doing, Miss Gaffney?
I'm fine. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you on the show. And what I like to do right now is I'm going to go down the line with the area codes so that you'll know who's here, and that way we can have one of you take the lead and kind of tell us a little bit about the anthology and do that. So the next area code that's here is 269. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Gina Johnson calling from Michigan.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you one of the authors?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so if you could, ladies, I would love for y'all to say that because it might be someone that's listening that's not and have their mic open. I don't want them to run away, but I appreciate you telling me that. Okay, so the next code is 612. Are you an author?
Not an anthology, no.
Okay, all right, so I'm going to turn you off.
Not an anthology.
Okay. Okay. Well, you said you're not in the anthology?
Those are travelers for your mantra, but not for anthology.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to you then, if that's okay. All right. Okay, so the next area code is 225.
Hi, it's Lorna Lewis.
How are you?
I'm great.
Okay.
I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Okay. And you're one of the authors in the anthology?
I am.
Okay, cool. We're going to keep your mic on then. And area code 405.
Hello. This is Edna Perry.
How are you?
I am wonderful.
How are you? I'm just fine. Are you one of the authors in the anthology this evening?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to keep your mic on. We have another area code 832. And it starts with 27, and I'm not going to say anymore. Hey, Nicole, how are you?
Hi, this is Nicole. I'm great. How are you?
I'm just fine. Are you one of the authors in the book?
Motherhood Diaries, yes.
Okay. Okay. 678, are you with the diaries as well?
Yes, this is Nolita.
Yes, who? I'm sorry.
This is Nolita.
Who do we have? Oh, hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm just fine. All these beautiful women I'm listening to and talking to by myself this evening. That's great. How about area code? Let me see. That was just 678, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. How about? Okay. Well, let me see. Where's the second one at? Where's the second 678?
This is Kim Yada. I'm also a contributing author to the Motherhood Diaries collaboration.
Wow. Okay. All right. How about area code 818? Are you a contributing author? Okay, 818, are you an author or just a listener? Okay, I'm going to take it that they're a listener. How about 843? Okay, area code 843. All right, we're going to check that one off as well. 512.
Hi, this is C. Mickey, and
I'm sorry, say it again, baby. I cut you off. I'm sorry. Say it again.
That's okay. Hi, this is C. Mickey, and yes, I'm one of the authors of the Motherhood Diaries.
Okay. Man, this is great. All these sexy women. Okay, 757.
Hi, this is Jamie Green, and yes, I am a contributing author to the Motherhood Diaries.
Wow. All kinds of flavors going on here. All right. I have another 757 number. Actually, I have two of them, okay? One is 82, and the other one is 65, like I say anymore. So if you both want to take turns, let me know if you're both contributing authors.
Just a listener.
And which one is this one?
8-2.
Okay, well, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Okay, are you a contributing author?
No, just a listener.
Okay, well, we're going to let you listen then, if that's okay. Okay. All right, how about area code 214?
Hi, it's Shelby Alexander Griggs, and I am a contributing author to Motherhood Diaries. How are you?
Okay. I am so fine. Well, at least I hope I am. Anyway, all right. And the other 757 number. Are you a contributing author? That starts with 65.
Oh, this
okay.
Is yeah.
Okay. Okay, so where is Miss Brown at this evening? Is she around?
Yes, that's me. Lolita? 7-8. Mm-hmm.
Okay, look, you
I'm
know
here.
What I want to do, right? Now, you know what I want you to do, Miss Brown. I
yes.
want you to take it from this point, and let's talk about this. Since you have all these fabulous authors on the show this evening, we're going to start with you taking the lead and saying, telling us all about this fabulous book that y'all have out.
Wow, I didn't want to take the lead, but okay.
Well, you got to because you're the one that got them all on the show, so you need to be on the lead.
This is a wonderful anthology about motherhood. It birthed from Rashonda Tate Billingsley, and we are so proud that, you know, she actually chose us individually to be a part of this anthology. Now, that's all I'm about
yeah,
to
I wish
say.
She could have been
I'm
on the
going
show.
To go
well,
ahead
I'll...
and let...
I definitely wish that she could have been on the show as well. I know that she's very busy with all the things she has going on right now. So we thank her. When y'all speak with her again, please tell her I said thank you very much for allowing you all to come on and talk about this fabulous book. So we're going to do that right now.
Okay, great. Okay. Are we still on?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
So all you got to do is just start talking about the book, whoever wants to start.
I want to go ahead and start with C. Mickey. Mickey, go ahead and talk about your story.
Sure. So my story is a diary of an adoptive mom, and I'm really sharing just the part of my personal story after adopting our children. We didn't think about skin color or shades. My husband and I are both African-American, that's all we wanted, you know, as far as a child. And we had some hard lessons to learn, and I kind of took it personal because one of my children is fair-skinned and he has green eyes, and that wasn't what I ordered. That, and, you know, I thought I was just going to get, you know, brown hair, brown eyes. Like, I thought that was standard, but it wasn't. And my younger child is more, he's much browner. And so they look very different, and I just didn't like the way that people would respond to how they looked. And it would tick me off, and I would just say some of the most outlandish things to people. And so and I grew, and I learned from that. So so that's really what my story is about, just kind of how I dealt with I don't even know if I would call it racism, because I know that people didn't say things intentionally. It was just that they just, you know, they would look at me and then look at my husband and be like, how'd you get him? You know, like.
All right. Well, let me before y'all go any further on this show, y'all know this is Grown Folks Radio, so we do cuss and we can say what we want on the show. If I cuss, please, I hope I don't offend anyone or anything, but if you guys, if that's the only way you can get that expression, feel free to do so. We want you to have fun and be yourself. We want you to be relaxed. That's why I don't give out questions. I want you to talk shit. I want you to do whatever it is you got to do to get your point across. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's get this shit going then. How about that? And if you hear that sound, I mean, it was something that I really liked. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm you know what? I'm just going to keep mine really short. I mean, that's pretty much the basis of mine, because
So why does it have to be short? I mean,
does
it have to be short? I mean, why does it have to be short?
Well, I want to make sure that everybody has a chance to tell their...
Guess what? We got an hour and 35 minutes. If y'all can't
well,
get y'all shit in an hour and 35 minutes, then I don't know what to say.
Okay, well, I will say that, and probably one of the funniest parts of my story is I was on a plane, and at that time, my oldest child, he's 10 now, but my oldest child was, and, you know, he was a baby. He was sitting in my lap, and this white lady, she didn't ask me my name. She didn't ask me none of that. She just looked at him, and she looked at me, and she said, "What color are your husband's eyes?" And I said, "They're brown." And she said, "Well, where did he get those gorgeous green eyes?" As if something was wrong,
right.
That, you know, like,
yeah.
As if he couldn't have produced that or whatever. And I just very calmly looked at her. Now, we're on a plane ride. We're going to be on this plane for about 2 more hours. And I just calmly looked at her and I said, "Slavery." And she didn't say nothing else to me for the rest of the entire plane ride. But
wow.
I just knew that kind of stuff.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm with that. Go ahead. No, I was going to say something, but well, I'm going to tell you something right now. Your leader, who doesn't want to be your leader, I'm going to bust her out right now. She's sending me stuff on Facebook on questions that I need to ask. Now, you know I don't do that shit. So don't be trying to flip questions to me under the goddamn table, okay? I don't do that. Yeah, I want y'all to explain yourself, shoot from the hip, and tell me what your book is about. I don't need to give you no questions on what it's about, the particulars and all that. She's going to be mad at me after this, but I don't care. I'm not doing it, baby. I'm not doing it, okay? And Yolanda says she gone. Okay, anyway, I know Yolanda. Okay. All right, but if y'all want me to do the questions, I mean, I can do this like everybody else, but my show is not designed to do interviews like everybody else. That's the reason why I don't do it that way. So please, don't get upset. I'm not here to offend anyone. I just want to do the show where you guys can finally do an interview where you can be comfortable and be yourself and talk about your book. That's all I'm trying to do. So, no, Alita, don't be
but
mad at me. Okay.
We are.
Okay.
We are
all right,
ourselves. This is who we are. We're just kind of some mellow people. But
okay, well, that's fine. I'm good with that. I just want to make sure that I let Norlita know that I'm not going to be saying what is the title of your chapter in the book and why is the title appropriate for your story and who, you know, I'm not going to do that, okay?
No.
Y'all tell me that if you want me to know that. Okay. All right, so next one.
Well,
don't be mad.
The title of my chapter is Diary of a Struggling Mom. I am a parent of one child. I do it myself. And a couple years ago, I had an issue where I had a forced change job situation, which resulted in a significant decrease in income. So my story is just about how I'm working through that and how we're still managing by God's grace, because that's the only way we have what we need. Because otherwise, yeah, we'd be some crazy people that have been on the news before.
So let me ask you this. Since y'all want questions, since you want me to ask questions, let me ask this. Why do you think that you ended up in the situation that you were in when you wrote, when you're writing about yourself or whatever the character that you're writing about? What did you think led you to be by yourself when you had to do this thing on your own?
Oh, it's not a character, it's myself, because this is nonfiction, so it's truth. what led me to be by myself was that the person who helped contribute to my daughter's physical makeup, he decided
he wasn't shit.
He just wasn't shit.
Just go ahead and say that. No, I know you don't have to cuss. I'm just saying he wasn't shit, right? So, I'm just wondering because I want to know because I really want to get this book out. And I apologize to all of you for not having read this before you came on the show. But the thing is I am going to go get this book and I'm going to read it. And I just want to know where y'all. Each one of you, what you were feeling when you wrote it. So it sounds to me, this guy left you in a situation. I'm sure that you were upset about it, but you are surviving, and you have survived. So I just wanted to, you know, just kind of bring your feelings into it. I just want to hear where it is.
Oh, what I wrote had absolutely nothing to do with him. Aside from the
Well, say that then.
I'm past that.
That's right.
He's 11.
Say it.
You know.
See, that's what I want to hear. It ain't got to do with his ass. Fuck him. Let's just go forth. Okay. I got you.
Okay. So that's just what it was. It was more about us having to go through. We go from one situation to now the only thing we can pay for are necessities, like the things we have to have, you know, rent, utilities, gas for the car, to being able to, you know, we don't go to the movies unless somebody has given us free tickets, or if we go out to eat, there's definitely a coupon involved, that kind of thing. That's what my favorite.
Right. And ladies, you know, you can speak more on your book. You can speak more on your subject. I'm not trying to cut nobody off. That's why I'm telling you, you got plenty of time. I'm looking in the chat room and I see someone saying that they're done with their, they guess that's it. No, you're not done. If you got more to say, please bring it. We're going to give you time. And I want to kind of feel, get your feelings on how y'all collaborated to do this, or did y'all do these separately and then put it together. You know, I want to hear all of that. We got plenty of time to talk about that. So, what is it? Nikki, do not leave, baby. Don't go nowhere.
Well, now, the book was birthed from Rashonda, back when her daughter got in trouble on Instagram.
Right.
A lot of her Facebook friends were like, oh, my gosh, you should write a book, you should write a book. And she put out a call, you know, if you're a mom raising a child in the new millennium, go ahead and, you know, write a story. She gave or inbox me if you're interested in being a part of the collaboration. And so you submitted your story based on the guidelines, and then she just kind of went through. She said there were more than 200 entries, and she chose 21, 22. So the first half of the book is some of her own diary entries, which they are utterly hilarious. And then the second part is all of our stories, which, you know, there's a lot to be learned from them. Some of them are hilarious. Some made me cry, so, you know.
So when y'all wrote these, nobody knew what the other was writing about. You just kind of wrote it, and then she picked them and decided to put how she wanted them to go into the book?
Yeah.
That
most of us had never even met.
So half of y'all haven't met?
No.
Interesting.
Not
interesting. Well, that's what I mean.
Actually, I think very few of us actually, this is Mickey, I think actually very few of us, I didn't know any of the other ladies before this book happened. And when it happened, one of the ladies decided that we would do like a group so we could kind of keep up and with what was going on with everybody. And so now it's turned into this real sisterhood that's been really amazing. And we've been able to share things deeper and beyond just, you know, the book itself.
Because
none of us thought that we were going to get picked, which is ironic.
Right.
We either are already self-published, or we're in some people are in process of publishing their first novel, you know, or whatever. But none of us really thought that it would happen, and I think that's why our stories actually were chosen, because we all came real raw with what our stories are about, and we felt this sort of, you know, surge. I said to the group that, you know, this feels like being naked in Times Square on New Year's Eve with flaming pink hair, because opening up and telling stuff that don't.
That's some interesting shit right there. You want to say that again? Being naked in Times Square with the pink hair and shit? God
on
damn.
New Year's Eve.
Okay.
On New Year's Eve.
So let me ask y'all this. Why, since you went there, how many of y'all are first time? Right. Well, you know, I like all that shit. But anyway, so tell me, how many of you are first-time authors? Are all of you seasoned authors, or is there some first-time authors in this anthology?
This is
I am.
Kimiata is the first-time published person with this book, yes.
Published person.
So is Nicole.
What does that mean, published person? What is that? I mean...
Yeah, I don't know. The word wouldn't come to me. But this is my first time being in anything published. So this is my first time being published author. How about that?
Okay, I got that, baby. I'm not trying to look. Y'all on the defensive tonight. It's not like that, is it? I mean, I'm just
all I'm saying.
When you said person, I thought you was trying to insinuate something else. Like the lady that was just on the show, she was talking about her partner. You know, sometimes people, you know, they might want to say person because they don't want to say woman or whatever. I don't know. You know, I just want to make sure I'm, you know, not disrespecting.
Oh, no.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. Strictly Dickly, everyone? Okay. All right, so the next person that wants to talk about that book, go ahead. This is where sexy. Y'all know this is raw, right? Lily didn't tell y'all about this. She didn't tell y'all. She set y'all ass up, didn't she? God damn it. That's all right. This is it. Okay. All right, so who's next?
This is Edna. And
hey, Edna.
Hello. My title is not funny at all. Mine was Mother, Diary of a Special Needs Mother.
Okay.
5 years ago. Got a phone call at work. The daycare center that was keeping my child forgot him in a hot van during the summer. So I ended up with a child who is brain damaged. Totally turned mine and my husband, our children, turned our life upside down. And, I mean, it's been a long road because, you know, we didn't plan for it. I wasn't pregnant and found out that something happened in the womb and all of that. Just I had this healthy three-year-old little boy, and then one day he wasn't.
Wow.
So my story is just about being his mother and dealing with all of the things that I have to deal with on a daily basis in my choice to raise him, because I was given a choice to leave him at the hospital or bring him home. And we brought him home, and we've been working our butts off ever since the day we brought him home.
Well, Norlita, is there a 770 in y'all's calling roster? Does anybody recognize? Is there a 770? Not that you know of? Okay.
We have four
Okay. So is most of the people that's in the book, or most of the women, I'm going to say people, most of the women that's in the book, are they present?
No.
Okay. All right. So, you know, I don't know what to say. That right there, I definitely can't joke on that one.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
I find the humor in it. I mean, there are some things.
Well, God damn it, tell us about it. I want to hear the humor shit. Let's hear that part. Because, you know, it was getting sentimental for a minute. You know, I mean, I was like, damn. Okay. So let's get some shit out of it. Let's get some shit out of it. Okay. So what's the humor?
I mean, there are funny things like, I mean, my kid chews on absolutely everything in sight. I mean, he chews on people. He chews on steel, wood, cloth. I mean, he chews Santa's beard if I'm brave enough to put him on his lap.
Oh, damn.
I mean, he's bitten people in places that I really don't want to mention. And I try to warn people, you know, don't lean over like that because he's going to bite you.
Oh, so, he bit somebody's ass?
No.
Did he bite some ass?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't done that.
No other private parts, right?
Oh,
please tell me. Tell me nobody. Now, don't get mad if I say this, but I'm going to say this shit. I hope he didn't bite nobody's dick or anything.
No. No one has ever gotten that close to him like that. It's usually when he was the culprit. It's
okay, I got you. Okay, all right. I understand. Okay.
And while
somebody dropped.
While it is embarrassing, I mean, it's what I deal with. I mean, honestly, my husband and I, we just had to learn to get over the fact that he does it, and we try to tell him no, but he really does not understand us. So, I mean,
right. You
come close to him.
Yeah, I understand. Now, is there anybody that has to leave? Because I don't want to hold people up. I've seen people starting to say goodnight and stuff. Hopefully I'm not running y'all away. But if you have to go, I want you to go ahead and get your part in first. Right now, and then if you have to go, then I understand you have to go. So, who is this that said, is that Kim Yara? Is she gone? I think she dropped. Okay. Is anybody else have to leave real quick?
I do, so I'll go ahead and go. This is Lorna.
Okay, and who? I'm sorry.
Lorna,
how you doing, Lorna?
I'm good. Thank you.
You're not getting offended or nothing like that, are you? Is that why you're leaving?
Oh, no. I have to go put the other two to bed.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Because their ass ain't going to get in the bed unless you go in there. They're going to keep jumping around and
they
shit,
not.
Acting all crazy, right?
They're going to stand there and play all night until I come in.
They're going to be like, Mama's in there on the phone. Shit, we can do what the fuck we want to. Yeah, I know. Okay. And we know kids don't really say that stuff, right? We know they don't really talk like that, but they do.
No, sir.
Just think about when you was a kid. You know, they might say, they'll come up with other words, you know, but it's not those actual words. But then again, you never know. Shit, I don't know. But anyway, I mean, when I was young, he'd say, shoot, man. I mean, I come up with my own cuss words. But anyway, okay. So go ahead, because I don't want to hold you. I know you got to put them to bed.
Okay. My story is called Diary of a Grieving Mother, which I know the name speaks for itself. I actually wrote my story maybe a month or so after my daughter passed. My daughter was 18 months, and by all accounts, as far as we knew, she was a healthy baby that we put to bed and did not wake up the next morning. So what you read in that, what you read through my story is very raw because it was new, it was fresh. So I was telling exactly how I was feeling at that time.
Okay, when you say raw, you're talking about, you know, just how you were cussing and you didn't know what was wrong and the emotions and, okay. All right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I don't know what to say. I mean, I knew that this was going to be some mother stories, but God dang, man, I thought it was going to be some mothers, you know, off the chain and shit at night when nobody knew what was going on. These mothers, I know, I'm just playing. I knew it wasn't like that.
And that's what I tell my friends, the people I tell about the story, I tell them the first part of the story is very, very funny, and a lot of the mother stories are funny. I said, and then here I come bringing down the momentum with my story.
No, I mean, it's needed. But, I mean, it's a book about all situations, so.
Right, exactly.
You know, yeah.
Exactly, mm-hmm. And hopefully it'll help someone.
And I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will, because I'm sure there's others who have went through. Now, was this kind of considered the crib death thing, or is this something,
no,
was it something else?
It wasn't because of her age, because she was 18 months. So, really, they really don't know what, you know, they don't know. My doctor, who is not her doctor, my doctor feels like she may have had a heart condition that went undetected. And she told me not to be surprised if they can't, if they don't say anything about her heart because it goes back to normal.
Right.
So we don't know. And when we don't know, we just say it's God. That's the only answer we have.
I understand. Understood. Okay. So you said there was some humor. Well, we're glad you came on. I mean, I'm glad you were here. I said, so there was no other humor besides what you said at the beginning part and then. And then it goes into sourness and bitterness. I'm sorry. Okay.
So hopefully the next person behind me will have a funny story to tell so we can get this going again.
Well, you know, I'm not worried about that. I mean, I want y'all to just tell us, you know, the listeners what it is. And of those that are listening out there, the number is 347-215-8539. It's the Word Sexy Radio. This is Grown Folks Radio. And, you know, we say what the fuck we want on this show. And we have the women, the authors of the anthology, The Mother Diaries, on the show right now. And they're telling us the stories about what they've written in their books and what they've experienced in this anthology that they put together. Okay, so who is next?
This is Shelby, Shelby Alexander Griggs. And my chapter is Diary of a Mature Mom. I guess that speaks for itself. So
no,
long
I don't
story.
Know what that means. Tell me about that, though. Ain't no long story short.
I'm going to explain it. I have an 18-year-old, well, he'll be 19 this year now, and a 3-year-old. So just when we were ready to, you know, send our son to college, we found out I was pregnant again. And it was kind of crazy because the doctor had already told me that I couldn't have any more kids because I had had trouble having kids years prior. So I remember telling my husband, once I turn 40, if it doesn't happen, then that's it. We're done. And at age 42.
Why didn't he get his ass clipped and shit?
Oh, he was not having that. No.
Oh, see I'm getting tired of some of these men who think that they ain't a man if they get their shit clipped. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I know some friends whose husbands have done it, but my husband wasn't having that, okay? So. That discussion.
Well, just for the record, that shit still works, and it works better, actually, knowing that you ain't got nothing to make a child, and when somebody comes at you talking about you mate, well, you can say, oh, so who was you sleeping with? Because my shit ain't working like that.
Well, you know what's so
funny?
You
know what
I'm saying? I'm going to tell you what's really funny that I get a lot, which is really crazy that people would actually feel comfortable enough to ask this question, but they ask if my kids have the same dad, which is I'm like, yeah. I mean, I know it's...
And you know why they're asking that damn shit? Because they feel like, well, you must have had this kid with somebody else, and then now you started some new thing with this new guy, and he was a child, and you decided to go ahead and give him one. You know, it's not like the old guy just having to slip and shit. You know, it's just, one of those things, you know. That's what
well,
they say.
I mean, my husband and I have been married 21 years. So, I mean, we married.
And
early.
I thank you guys for that. I thank you so much for keeping marriage together.
Yeah.
For your sake.
That's another show.
It
show
sure
itself.
Is. Because my ass couldn't last. Anyway, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I would wait for that music. I mean, I need two of those for 21 years, bro. That's all.
Well,
I'm
you ain't lying. I'm going to give you another one right now, shit. How about that? Okay. 21 damn years with one person. Now, I can turn this into another show because I definitely could take this right now. How do you want to stay with someone? Well, no, I ain't going to go there because I understand that people, they love each other. They want to stay together and be together and all this stuff. And I understand all this. But I got a joke. How is it that people want to stay with the same pussy or same dick for 20 years? I mean, don't they want something different? No, I'm just playing.
You got to switch it up.
No.
You got to switch it up.
Yeah. We're going to do that in the second half. I'm going to try to give all you women a chance. We're going
to
do that in the second half. We're going
to
talk about that.
You have to.
Yes.
You go into a whole new realm. When you have kids, you go into a whole new realm.
Yes, you do.
How to make it sexy, how to make it hot. All of a sudden,
there you go.
You might think of stuff that you didn't even think was cool before. You'd be like, you know what? I'm going to go take the trash out. You go take the recycle out.
What?
Babies asleep. I mean, you know, you'll do anything to get it because they just, you know, they're everywhere. And mine are close together. So it was like having twins. And, I mean, it just, everything was, I've been married 16 years. And
so I'm trying to understand what you're saying, because you're talking about take out the trash is going to make me want to get some pussy? I mean,
no,
is that what you're saying?
Like,
I got it confused. I'm confused.
You're going to go meet that person. You're going to go meet your husband in any quiet spot.
In the garage.
That
means anywhere.
In the garage.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. The thrill of sneaking around the kids and shit. Okay.
You go and put the baby in front of the TV and say, Mommy's just going to take the trash out, okay?
That's
you know,
right.
Because
right.
If you're not in visual sight of them, they freak out. So you have to be like, Mommy's just going to take the trash out, okay? And they'd be like, okay.
And the thrill of them coming to catch you is what makes it good to you. I got you. Okay. I never thought of it like that. But, you know, I did. I was in, when I was married, the few times I was, I did kind of have some of those situations where yeah, okay, that's cool, I can get that. I can understand. Well, I'm going to the attic, Mama. Daddy's going to the attic, and Mama needs to help him real quick. Just sit down and watch the television, and you go up there and get some quick sex in. I got you now, okay?
Or you call the daycare and be like, you know what, we're both running late. Yeah.
Oh, running late, huh?
Yeah.
So is it the thrill of a kid being in another room that makes it better for you? Does that make you have a better orgasm because you know the kid can walk out and say, what you doing? Does that work? I mean, is that something that helps in the sexual?
I don't think it's about that. It's about finding the time because
Okay, but the thrill of getting caught, too. Okay.
Now that was
in the,
I don't know if it's that was early. That was early on in the relationship. When you've been married for many years with kids, it's really about trying to find the time, fit it in.
And
you
know,
it's like you
gotta tell me that
the
longer you've been married, so you're telling me the longer you've been married, the you gotta find times to fuck? Damn. Is it that much going on?
You better believe you do.
You both are busy and have careers, and you have, you know, a lot going on, and you have kids, you have stuff. Yeah, you've got to be a little bit more strategic about when you're together.
Damn,
because
I didn't know
as
that.
A mom, especially when they're little, you're listening. It's like you go to sleep, but you really aren't asleep because you're trying to listen to see if anybody's throwing up, is anybody coughing. You know, so trying to find that time with your partner, that's a whole nother piece.
See, that's y'all, because men don't be thinking about that shit. I mean, y'all gonna have a bill that ain't paid, and y'all don't want to fuck. The dude want to get some ass. He be like, yeah, I'll pay that. I'll worry about that shit tomorrow. I can get some pussy right now. And y'all be like, no, I ain't letting you have none, because we got to get this bill paid. We don't know if this shit, so we're going to have a house tomorrow. And y'all be all fucked up. You know, I understand. Okay, I got you. Get it in when you can. Both of you, one of you might be a lawyer, the other might be a doctor. You don't have no time, so it's finding time to do it. I got it. Okay, so did you have anything else you want to say on your story before we go to the next lady?
Mine? Oh, no. My story is just about the differences in raising. I mean, my daughter, she's the three-year-old is a girl, and of course raising my son in a different time, and just the experiences that I've dealt with both of them, and then also aging in the process. It is not, you know, I say, you know, they make it really sexy in Hollywood, but they have nannies and they have trainers, and it's not like that in real life. You know, stuff starts, you know, changing, and, you know, in my patients is changing. So that's my story.
Okay. All right. Norlita is mad at me, so I'm not going to cuss anymore because she says that she wanted me to keep my tongue locked. Okay. All right, so I will do that. So, the next lady.
Hi, this is Nicole. And my story is Diary of a Welfare Mom. And basically, what happened with me is I was laid off from my job, and I had to resort to being on welfare. And I wrote the story because I didn't like the stereotype of the way, especially with Congress coming up with the different rules of who should get food stamps and things of that sort. But my story began when I started out. I explained how I had tried to have kids. I mean, I did everything possible, from having sex and not going to the restroom, probably being turned upside down to hold the semen inside of me. And I was with my boyfriend at the time. We had been together since 1991. No baby. I went through fertility, no baby. Long story short, he goes to jail for 5 years, and I ended up pregnant. And so, you know, here it is, fast forward 3 babies later, 4 babies and 3 baby daddies. And unlike the women on the show, I am the one that curses. I'm the one who is probably a little bit more down to earth. Not saying that they are, but I can relate to you with your curses, so it does not offend me. So that's my story.
So is anybody else offended? She's not. Is anybody else offended?
You're just doing your show. It's your show.
Well, but that's not the point. I want you guys to come back individually in the future, and I don't want you to be like, I don't want to go on his show because he's always saying shit and ass and stuff. So, I mean, you know, if I'm offending y'all, I want to know now so I can change, clean it up a little bit.
I'm not offended, but
it's okay.
This is Deborah. I'm not offended. If I am offended, I will let you know.
Cool.
I'm too old, so.
Okay. Well, I mean, I thought you all are grown women, and I don't, when I say stuff, I'm not trying to disrespect you all, but this is We're Sexy Radio, and I do talk a lot of stuff. But anyway, go ahead. So who's next? You know, Norlita, I'm going to tell you right now, this is hard trying to be the nice guy that, and I am a nice guy. I just got a potty mouth, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. Sailor's voice or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, go ahead. Who's next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
This is Gina Johnson. Am I cutting somebody off? I don't want to cut anyone off.
No, you're fine.
No, I was.
Okay. This is Gina Johnson, and I wrote Diary of a Praying Mother.
I was waiting on this one. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, I'm the one that makes you feel really uncomfortable because I'm talking about Jesus.
Actually, no, because, I mean, I pray too. Just because I cuss don't mean shit. I mean, I believe in God. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, hey, you know what? If we didn't have problems, we wouldn't need to pray. So, you know,
there you go.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
So I welcome you. But I knew there had to be a praying mother somewhere in here.
Yes, I am a praying mother.
Okay.
But I'm a real mother. You know, I'm human. I'm not perfect. I got flaws like everybody else. But my chapter in the book was about 3 specific times that I went through some really hard times and how prayer got me through.
Okay.
So, yeah. One of the things that I wrote about was how I live in Michigan, and winters in Michigan are no joke. It gets really cold, and we went an entire winter with no heat. My husband was out of work, and it was really hard, and I just wrote about, you know, how hard that was. At the time, we had been married for about 7 years, And, you know, that is definitely not how I imagined, you know, my marriage would be. When I said I do, I never dreamed that we would be in that situation where we're, you know, putting on coats and scarves and gloves, getting into bed with our daughter between us, trying to keep warm. So it was a really hard and challenging time. But I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And we went through that whole winter doing everything you're not supposed to do, turning on space heaters and opening up the oven to keep the house warm. And by the time spring hit, we were grateful that we had made it through. But by that fall, I was pregnant again with baby number two, which was not planned. And I was nervous because I knew that it was going to be winter again really soon and we needed heat. So I talked to a friend of mine one day, and we were talking about God and our faith, and I just happened to mention to her about our situation with our heat. Just, you know, just talking. That's my girl, you know. And I told her about it, and she got all emotional on me and, you know, was all distraught about it. And she was like, Gina, I never knew you were going through this. Oh, my goodness. And I'm like, it's okay. Just pray for us. We're going to be all right. So she called me the next day and told me that when she was at church and Bible study, she shared it with her church that she knew of a family who was struggling. And long story short, someone who I still have never met face-to-face paid our gas bill, which was over $3,000. So, you know, that was God. I knew that. So now, you know, this August, we're coming up on 13 years of marriage, and God has sustained us, and I can definitely relate to what everyone else has said about, you know, how hard marriage can be or how you have to try to, you know, keep the spice, you know, in it and all that. I've had to do all that stuff. So, yeah, that's my story.
So you said you had to do all that yourself? Or I know your husband was there, but...
Are you speaking as far as keeping the spice in it?
Any of it. I mean, you guys did it together,
right?
Oh, no.
My husband is right there with me through it all. We walked together. Yes.
Okay.
He is my rock.
All right. Well, that's an excellent story. I like that one, too. So,
Thank you. Well, you ain't played the little music thing on mine. I didn't say nothing that made you play the little sound effect.
Get it, girl.
I'm trying to be nice.
Look,
what
I got to tell you. Let me see. Hold on. Let me come up. Okay. Let me come up with something. Let's see, I'm still by my man, late in the midnight hour. Now play the little
song.
Play the little third.
No, I'm going to play it when you say this. Did y'all cuss at each other and get all pissed off during the time when it was cold? Damn it, goddamn, this shit is cold. Why are you driving me in this situation? Did y'all do that?
Look.
Okay,
I mean,
answer that one.
For better or for worse. It got rough sometimes, but we kept keeping on. And we got three children now. And
you didn't stop fucking
him,
did you?
Good.
You kept on doing it. You made them children and shit. It was cold, but you still, you found a way to get warm, didn't you?
certain things you could do that will keep you warm, even when it's cold.
I hear you. Okay, so the music has been played for you, and I'm going to do it one more time.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so, and Norlita is really pissed at me now. Okay, next lady.
All right, this is Deborah Gaffney, and I wrote the Diary of a Stay-at-Home Mom. I have to tell you, like the other
Wait a
lady,
minute, so, say that I again. Have... Diary of what, Mama? Wait a minute, hold it. What was it again?
Diary of a
Diary...
Stay-at-Home Mom.
Stay-at-home Mom. Oh,
that's...
I thought you said skank-home mom. I was going to say, damn. What the... Okay, I want to hear this story.
Mom.
No, go ahead.
that's how I look at life. It's just, you know, always be worse. My mother told me a long time ago that people always had a story to tell, and it's more important to listen than it is to talk. So I spend a lot of my time listening, and the thing that I love about this book and all of the different stories is it cuts across the spectrum of our society. I mean, our stories can touch so many lives and help those people that might be going through something similar. Rashonda is I love her to death. She is hilarious in her stories. I don't think mine have an ounce of the humor that hers has, but it was my life at the time. We were double income, no kids. All of our friends were starting to have babies. We were newly married. And my story starts off with how we decided that we would start practicing. So we were practicing to have a baby. We thought we would, you know, we had this neat little plan. And you know what God does to plans, okay? So we had this plan that we would practice for a year.
Girl, what does he do? What does he do?
He is an endodontist. We've been married almost 24 years in May. We've been together 26 years.
Y'all don't even sound like, when did y'all get married? When you was 12 or something? Damn. Y'all don't even sound like y'all old enough to be married all these years.
He is, he's one of those guys, and maybe it's just me, but I still light up when he walks in a room. I'm just like, he's just awesome.
That is so cute.
Daddy.
I'm so glad that somebody can do that.
But anyway, I was working and he was working and I thought I might be pregnant. And so I went and I picked up a pregnancy test on the way home, couldn't sleep that night, got up at like 4 or 5 in the morning to take it. And it turned blue, obviously. So then I run in and I jump on the bed screaming at that time in the morning, it's blue, it's blue. So that was the first baby. And
right.
Then somehow I managed to do stair steps. So every time a baby hit 12 months, I was ready to get pregnant again. So my children right now are almost 21, 19, and 17. And for me, I devoted everything to being a stay-at-home mom and to doing everything for the family and, you know, the wife and the mother. And I put everything for me on the back burner. So for me, this was almost like a catharsis writing where I've always wanted to write. I used to write stories with my father before he died, and he used to always promise me that you're gonna write these stories and make something. So I feel like I'm coming full circle. And motherhood is you know, you learn how to love unconditionally with a child, no matter what you've been blessed with as a child. You learn how to come full circle. You remember your childhood. You remember the things that you liked and you didn't like. You try to implement it. Sometimes it crashes and burns horribly, and sometimes it works. They're awesome people, and I'm at the point in my life where I still love babies. I just don't want any more. I will take care of somebody's baby if they don't want. But I'm good. Now I'm ready to get back into being wife. I want to be creative, and I want to be, you know, sexy, and I want the children to go spend the night at somebody else's house.
Wow.
You know, it's coming full circle for me. I don't think I really told you what it was about, but it's just my chapter is more humorous about the things that and that's how I look at life. It's like, because things can always be bad. You know, what's the good part of it?
Okay. Interesting. I like that. And like I said, this is new for me, so Nalita, she set me up. But anyway, I'm glad to have you ladies on the show.
Now, wait a minute. How did she set you up?
I'm just playing. I knew I would get somebody to
Are we boring to you? We're not boring, are we?
Not
I mean,
at all.
Listen. Little House on the Prairie women or something. Like, we
but
ain't
y'all
got
not.
To
y'all just,
we don't have
y'all just some women that's womeny. You know, it's women.
Womeny. Oh, okay.
You know, I'm opening the door for y'all to dog me out, right? Anyway, no,
yes,
I'm enjoying
are.
Really.
Yes,
seriously.
Is that what you waiting for?
Seriously.
Here comes.
No, I'm really enjoying the show. It's just that.
Creative women.
Nobody said. Nobody said you were
creative.
Nobody
women.
Said.
That's what.
Okay. And I agree with that. Nobody is saying that you're not. It's just that, you know, I am enjoying you
and I'm okay.
I'm never going to get into that. But I'm really enjoying the everything that you guys are saying and what you're talking about and your stories and what you went through. It's just that I've never had this kind of show before, and it's amazing. I love it. It's great. That's why I say womeny, because it's never been this many women in one time, for one. And also, it's just that all the stories are related, you know, with the women's issues. And because it's Mother Diaries, I mean, I'm getting into this. So don't take the women-y as negative. I'm not saying that. It's just that, you know, I'm listening, and I'm, you know, I'm starting to feel like, you know, hey, my feminine side is coming out now, and I can relate, you know?
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying. You know, it's weird, but okay. She's like, okay, what does that mean? Okay, so come on. You ready to dog me? Come on, let's go.
You used to talking nasty. You used to talking real nasty, and we're not giving you all the ammunition that you used to.
Well, no, not really.
This is from the praying moment.
Right, because we didn't write.
But it's okay. But you know, but it's fine,
if we would have,
because I was waiting on somebody to say diary I was waiting on somebody to say a diary of a prostitute mom or something like that, but I knew that wasn't going to come up.
A diary of a sex addict. That's what you were.
Or a porn star or something. Yeah, but I knew that wasn't
going
to happen. I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that. You know, I mean, I knew that wasn't going to be. So, I mean, I'm really having a good time. I'm just surprised that my co-hosts aren't here tonight. I know Cotton is out of town this evening, and I don't know where Mr. D.B. Hint is this evening. He just left me cold. So I'm just wondering, you know, what happened. But anyway, so how many ladies do we have left? And who's next?
Women-y.
Yeah, I guess so. He wanted me to do it alone, and here I am. But it's fine. I got it, because I can handle y'all. So, ladies, yes, I can. Who's next?
That's funny.
Is that funny? Oh, y'all don't think I can handle y'all? Dang, okay. So why not?
Nah, you can't handle me, baby.
I can't. Okay, now who is that speaking so I understand
this
who I'm talking to?
This is the praying mother. You can't handle me. I'm going to tell you that right now.
So why I can't handle you?
He played the music for me. I must have said the right thing this time.
You did. So what makes you think that I can't handle you? Because you pray? Or because
there's so much about me. It's more than just praying. I'm every woman. And so it takes take on in every woman. That's why it's my husband.
I understand
he can handle me. My husband's the only man who can handle me.
Okay, I got you. That's good. You're supposed to say that. I understand that. And you probably feel that way. And I'm sure it is. Okay, it's true. In your life it is. In your mind it's true. I understand it. But what I'm telling you is...
not in my mind. It's what it is.
I know that you're more than just a praying woman. I know that. I didn't think that each one of you was just that. That's what you wrote about. I understand that. So, I got to say some stuff so y'all can get me, because it's one man against several women. And I see in the chat room, they're saying, get him, girl, get him, girl. Okay. So, y'all, you know, I can see what's in the chat room as well. So, but I appreciate that. So who's next?
This is Jamie.
Jamie, how are you?
I'm marvelous, darling. How are you?
I can hardly hear you, Jamie.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, I said I'm absolutely marvelous. How are you?
I am the same.
That's fantastic.
Okay, Jamie.
My story is entitled Diary of a Depressed Mom.
Okay.
And I talk about the importance of being healthy as a mother, because your children need you to be healthy in every area. And that includes your emotions as well as your physical body.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I listen to some of my sister writers as they share their stories and their experiences, and I understand that at some point in all of our stories, we've had to deal with some level of depression and some level of stress and feeling overwhelmed. But it takes a strong woman to understand that you have to pull yourself together and do whatever you need to do to heal so you can move forward, not just for you, but for your children as well.
Oh, okay. That's interesting, because you do have to be healthy in all aspects, you know, not just physically, but your mental state needs to be in the right direction as well. I get that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, and the thing about it is when you're dealing with depression, and I've had, since this book has come out, I've had a number of women to approach me
with regard to dealing with depression as a mother, but not having anybody to really share that with, because there is still that stigma that comes along with any type of mental illness, and people don't want to, you know, still don't really want to talk about it. But
so let me ask you this: was the depression there before the babies, or did it come after the babies? Because I knew of a case here when I was younger of a girl who was so depressed that, you know, she ended up killing her children because she was that depressed. So what was your case?
I think in my case, it was a matter of being depressed. I remember actually being depressed most of my life, even as a child. I just didn't identify that that's what it was. But as I got older, I realized that the way I felt 90% of the time was not normal, and it wasn't the way I was supposed to feel. But I didn't share it with anybody, so I dealt with it. But then when I had my children, it got worse. I don't know if it was the hormones being added to it, and then the fact that in the Black community, we don't really want to talk about mental health issues. And especially in women, I think that mothers are supposed to be strong. We care for our children. We're natural nurturers. And so when we have our own issues, we tend to sweep those under the rug because we're so busy taking care of everybody else. And I think that maybe in that particular situation, it just got to be too much.
Okay. All right. So,
but it's all good, you know, just because that's the title of my chapter doesn't mean that I don't like to have fun, that I don't know how to enjoy life. I just understand that you can't heal until you get real. And so once you acknowledge that you have an issue, then you can get healed and move forward.
Okay. And I'm going to give you the sounder on that.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
Well, I mean, I didn't know if I should do that. I mean, you know, Diary of a Depressed Mother, and then, you know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But you did say something right there at the end about the having fun and being real and all that, so I had to throw it in. Okay. All right. So who's next? Do we have everyone? How many more ladies do we have to speak on? How many authors is in the book, actually?
There's 22 of us total, including Rashonda.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, our stories are a couple of pages, each one of our stories, because we had certain guidelines as far as how many words. But I think Rashonda's piece takes up the first, the first third of the book.
Okay. Okay, so area code 334, we have you now.
Hi, this is Makaysha Dorsey.
How are you?
Makaysha!
I'm great. I'm Diary of an Aspie Mom. My oldest son has Asperger's syndrome. He's on the autism spectrum, and that's what I wrote about.
Okay. So do you want to talk about that?
Of course. Well, for me, when I decided to write, I tend to share a lot. I'm active in the autism community. But when I decided to write, I wanted to write about it from the perspective of what it's really like to be a mom. And for me, my child is extremely it's very typical for an autistic child. He matriculates in regular classes. He looks as normal. He speaks. He doesn't carry some of the physical attributes that some autistic children have. A lot of kids are clumsy, but my baby is just really socially awkward. So there are certain things that he couldn't necessarily deal with. And I talked about my struggle in understanding. I was a stay-at-home mom, and I did everything by the book. My husband is a coach, and he's all about healthy living and clean eating. And then when we had kids, you know, it was just natural for us to carry on those same things. But then when my child got so he would have fits inside Target or we couldn't go to sporting events because it was too loud, we started to pay attention. And one of the things, you know, for me, because my oldest son is the one with autism, that's typical for me. So when people look at my baby and go, it don't look like anything wrong with him, it makes me want to cuss because there isn't anything wrong with him. It's just the way that he functions. So I wrote about that. I wrote about it from that perspective, and people just don't get a person can have some issues, whether it's depression or whether it's been on the autism spectrum or ADD, ADHD. You don't always look like something is wrong with you, but there could be underlying issues. So that was my whole issue. And I also want to mention that one of the moms who penned is actually one of my mentors, Miranda Parker. She wrote her story, and this is hard for me to talk about. A few weeks after she penned her story, she died due to complications from lupus and a heart condition and that kind of thing. So one of those, that story for me is very touching, very important because Miranda, I call her Dee. A lot of people know her as Dee Stewart because she was a book publicist as well. And she has her own series out. Her story was dear to me because she actually took the time. I don't think I would have submitted if it wasn't for her. She's the one who, she's one of the people who took time to coach me and to help me with the craft of storytelling. So for me, this book is not only, it is about all of the women and everything spans so far with Rashonda's humor, Dee's story, which is actually, if you read it and you can really see, I knew Dee, and to be able to see some of the humor inside the way that she speaks, the way that she writes, it was refreshing, but it was kind of bittersweet to get my copy of the book. So when the women say that all of the stories, they can ring true for any woman, any mom, every mom can understand exactly what it is that another mom goes through, no matter if you're white, black, purple, it don't matter. Being a mom is something totally amazing and horrifying at the same time. And I think the women in the book really drove it home. Rashonda choosing us to participate in this book was absolutely amazing. So you can just walk away with something. You can cry, you can laugh, you can get mad, like I did last week when somebody said, well, I put the alcohol in his neck because he didn't look like nothing was wrong with him. I just thought y'all was spoiling him. So we hear that kind of stuff a lot, but it's our decision on how we want to raise our children, and we have the support of other women, and other women can get this book and understand that they're not going through parenting and motherhood alone. We don't have to be strong for everyone else. We just convince ourselves of that. The problem is that we go through it alone, not realizing that other people are going through it too. And I think Rashonda taking the time to put this book, these women together, along with her stories, can bless and help a lot of women. So that's all I have to say. I know what's wrong.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So is there anyone else that hasn't spoken yet? So I think, and is everybody all talked about their books or their story in the book?
I think that's everyone.
Yeah, I think that's everyone. I have a question for you, though, Red Snapper.
Okay. Who's asking the question?
This is Gina, the praying mother.
Okay.
Do you have children?
I have four.
Okay, if you were to write a chapter, what would the title of your chapter be? Diary of a what kind of father?
That's a good question. probably of a military father, because I was in the military for 22 years when my kids were growing up, and they had to go through a lot of things of me being deployed and doing things for the country and not spending all the time that I probably should have with them, and they're not even with me now. Actually, they're grown, but they're in different parts of the world. My son is in Afghanistan right now, and he's not in the military. He's a contractor over there because he decided he wanted to do that. I have a daughter at Fort Bragg. She's not in the military, but she lives at a base. And then I have two other children in Virginia from the second marriage. And my kids there, my oldest son there, well, my second son, he's in the music business. And my daughter, who is 16, is being a 16-year-old. So I'm, you know, going back and forth and all over, spending time, even though I didn't really spend a lot of time with them as they were growing. But still, I, you know, try to do as much as I can now. So that's probably what I would do.
Okay. Well, I can't play no little sound effects. I don't have all that, but that was good.
I'll do it myself. How about that? Yeah.
Right.
But I understand that. I applaud you all for doing this. You know, Rashonda's always got great ideas and doing things. So I thought that was pretty good. I remember seeing that story about her daughter, and I guess it kind of stemmed from, did it stem from when she had her daughter post something about, I'm not going to do this again, and the poster or something that was online.
Yeah.
A lot of people were like, "Why? How did you have her do that? I thought that was great," and blah, blah, blah. It just kind of went from there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So now that y'all have this out, and it's out there doing well, I'm sure, what, and I haven't heard from Norita, did she write something? I'm sure she did. I didn't hear her say anything.
Yes.
Well, why are you not talking about your stuff? Are you going to talk about your story?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I wrote my story is about Diary of an Abusive Mom, and I wrote it because I went through some things with my children where I didn't realize that I had abused them until my son was sitting on the couch, and we're trying to go through therapy to find out why he was having so many issues. And in that moment, he decided to tell the therapist that I had abused him. And I was looking shocked about the fact that I had abused him until he started telling me what he felt was his abuse. And I had to agree with him. So because of that situation, a lot of the stories that I've wrote, like Destroying the Mask, The Last Shall Be First, that's also in Love, Said Not So, and then this story in The Motherhood Diaries is based on me advocating for children who are like my children and have gone through abuse with parents, not even knowing that what we're doing is abuse. It's not just them getting hit over the head or beat with a belt every day of their lives. It's more about other things that we do that we don't look at.
Interesting. So now that you all have this fabulous book out together, are y'all planning on writing your own self-help books or staying in that genre, or what's the plan, the future for you? Are you going to go out and do seminars and talk to people and mothers about the situations that you write about?
Yeah. Well, for me, this is Makaysha. I'm actually working on two self-help books. One is about autism and parenting an autistic child in the African-American community, to dispel some of the myths about raising children with non-visible problems. And I'm also working on a book that came to be after I speak a lot on personal branding, but I also deal with a lot of women's issues. And I do a workshop called Good Before and After He Finds You, A Guide to Perpetual Personal Branding. I use the story of Ruth to convey how women can use the marketing mix in order to get found by a mate. So I'm working on that book right now. I have the proposal done and the chapters done, and we're going to be shopping it within the next, probably by the end of June, because I'm in the middle of a move.
Okay, I understand. That's good. And before anybody else asks, I want to bring in one of my co-hosts who is out traveling, and she's found time to call into the show. Ms. Cotton, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, and I'm so late. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I understand that you're traveling and everything. That's fine. So we have the ladies who have... Who,
mm-hmm.
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, what I was going to say was we have the ladies who put together the anthology, The Mother Diaries, and they're talking some great stories here. I was messing with them earlier, but I kind of pulled back. The ladies are, they all have interesting stories that they've written in this anthology, and, you know, I think they've done a great job with it, and I definitely want to get a copy of it so that I can read through it and understand a little bit better what it is that they put together. So Ms. Cotton is a poet, and she is an author as well that's writing a book on a situation. And I'm going to let her talk about it a little bit. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Motherhood Diaries. I'm sorry.
Are you talking to me?
No, I was just saying, I guess I was being corrected in the chat room. I must have said the name of the book wrong. I'm sorry. It's The Motherhood Diaries. Go ahead.
And so now we're talking about me.
Well, I mean, kind of give us a little bit about you because you kind of fit into this. So go ahead.
I'm just trying to make sure. So the book that Red Snapper is referring to is called, it's titled Without Permission. That will come out next year, actually, and I don't want to give away too much of the story, but it'll be my first nonfiction book because I write poetry. So, but it kind of just speaks for itself, and I think that once people read it, they'll get a little more insight about me, and some people can, it may help some people heal at the same time from certain situations that they've been through.
And the situation you don't want to talk about is...
I talk about molestation and abuse, of course.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right, so I think the question I had was to the ladies, if they want to chime in, one has already and talk about what they're going to do in the future as far as staying in this genre or writing somewhere else or taking this out on the road and talking to other women about their situations. Anybody else want to jump in real quick?
Yeah, this is C. Mickey. I've already published a novel. I published a novel about 2 years ago called Men and Sex, Power, Pleasure, Pain. And then I'm in this book. But what I'm doing right now is I just finished a documentary on Black writers and their struggles in the publishing industry. And the film is about an hour long, and I'm in the festival circuit right now, you know, and I'm looking for avenues for distribution to either DVD or television, things like that. But it's a series.
You didn't ask me to be in the book and the movie. What's up? I'm a struggling author out here trying to make it and stuff. What happened? Why you didn't get me in it?
Well, you know, I was looking for a certain type of person to be in this film.
Oh, see, here we go, damn. Okay, thanks a lot. Thank you very much. All right, go ahead.
You feel better?
No, the film book.
I didn't make it.
You didn't make it. I heard about you, I just didn't.
Why you didn't give me a try? See, you put a label on me. You put a cover on me and just left it there. Just like the praying woman said earlier, she's not just a prayer. You could have checked to see if it was more than sex with me. You know what I'm saying? Bam. Y'all just fuck letter. Fuck Red Snapper. That's right. Just forget him. Okay, I'm sorry.
See, that's it. See, I didn't have enough of those little things to cover up all the bleeps that I'd have to cover in your interview.
Because, you know, if you'd have told me not to cuss, guess what? I wouldn't have. But like y'all said, this is my show. So if it was not my show, I would not. I know how to talk to people without cussing.
No, but the film is actually, I would say, is doing really well. I entered my first festival in North Carolina, and I entered it as a short. It is a feature now, but I entered as a short. And I took third place, which for 20 minutes, that was actually really good. So now it's off into some other ones. The film focuses on the Black section of the bookstores that we have. It focuses on technology and how that's impacted authors, whether it's, you know, being able to publish more because you're in print or the e-books and kind of that whole piece. And then it also talks about where do we go from here. And the story itself was actually launched out of the Black Writers Reunion and Conference, which I had gone to every year, and they were having their last conference, and it was a conference that was focused on helping people learn how to self-publish a book. And so the film features a host of authors that are self-published that people probably don't know their names, but they're really hustling to get their work out there, names that you would know. Zane is in the film. Rashonda St. Billingsley is in the film. Eric LaSalle, though you know him from television, has recently self-published his first novel.
No wonder I'm not in the movie. No wonder. Look at all the heavy hitters you got. No wonder I'm not in it. Okay.
No, I'm not feeling no love right now at all. None.
Eric LaSalle, who just published his first novel, and if you're into thrillers, you really should check it out. It's called Laws of Depravity. And then Antoine Fisher, who we know wrote the Antoine Fisher story.
Oh, wow.
So those are just some of the people who are in it. And it's going to be a series, so I'm in pre-production for the next piece of it. But I'm kind of doing two things. So I'm promoting that one, and I'm also working on starting the next one. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay, that's good.
I think, you know what, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
I'm C. Mickey.
C. Mickey, I just wanted to put this out there and for everybody else who's listening. C. Mickey actually was planning on having me and Red Snapper do something like later in GPA, so we're just waiting on that invite. I just want to put that.
I mean, I was actually considered for something, really? Really? What?
You know, you gotta put it in the air. You gotta put it in the air, because if you don't put it in the air, it may never happen. I gotta put it out there.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Now, let me see. I mean, you know, it's fine. That's good. I mean, I understand. I am where I'm supposed to be.
Let me say that. Let me say congratulations to you, C. Nikki. That's awesome.
Yeah. It is.
Thank you.
And to all of you.
Visit my website. Please visit my
website. Where's your website?
It's cmickey.com, C-M-I-K-K-I, and you can see the promotional trailer for the film. You can also see book trailers that I do for authors. You can see some of that work, and then you can read about my book and some of the other things that I do.
Cool.
I would definitely do that. Okay. Okay. All right, so anybody else? We got 27 minutes.
Gina Johnson here, the Praying Mother.
Hey, Gina.
Hi. I am working on my first novel, and so I am a newbie, you know, just getting started, and I just feel so honored to be among such established authors and women who are doing great things, and so it's really been an awesome opportunity to kind of glean, you know, from their knowledge. And, you know, everyone has been so awesome in offering advice, and just it's really a sisterhood that we have. But anyway, I am working on my first novel. I hope to have that completed by June, and we'll go from there. You'll have to have me back on the show when I release my first novel.
That'd be great. If you want to come back, you're welcome to come back. And just, by the way, I have 12 novels out. I know that doesn't mean anything, but I do. Okay.
That means a lot.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Actually, I'll have 14 because I just finished an anthology with Omar Tyree and Sheila Goth and a few others called Fire and Desire. It's an anthology that we did, a sexual anthology, I guess, if you want to call it that. And there's a few authors in there, Rory Sheriff and a few of us. So I'm kind of hanging with some heavy hitters. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm nobody. But anyway. Let's move forward.
Yeah, Sheila Goth is real. Sheila Goth, she's good.
Yeah, she is.
We're still doing an anthology, right? But I'm also in an anthology with that Adriana Williams put together called Enrapture, Pillow Talk, which is really hot, and it's an anthology of different poets who wrote nice steamy stories to put in these, or poems. Well, they're short stories to put in this particular book. So I'm excited about that. And then we're during some radio interviews, and Philip Lear invited GPA and I out to his for his HBO special in Chicago, because he's based out of Chicago as well. So I'm looking forward to that. That's in May. Saturday, of course, ROTO will be in Chicago for that, which is Revenge of the Orgasm. And I'm giving.
Oh, but y'all don't want to talk about that. No, y'all don't want to talk about that.
I
want to
know why does
orgasm
want revenge, though?
No, y'all don't want to talk about that. No, y'all don't want to talk about that.
I can talk about it. Yeah, I had never heard that.
And it's funny because when people hear the word orgasm, they think the over-the-top erotic, but it's not. It's definitely the opposite. He has what we call the Book of 24 Orgasms, and so this is why this is the Revenge of the Orgasm.
Oh, okay. And then after that, y'all going to do Orgasm Strikes Back.
That's a thought. So my performance on Saturday is going to be very steamy, very, very sensual. Seductive.
Okay. Well, I see Yolanda is trying to get some information out for the May 31st in Houston deal. What's going on with that?
Yes, we have our first book release with all of the motherhood authors in Houston, Texas, at the, I'm hoping I don't mess up his name, Deoncio Winery. It's 2110 Jefferson, 119. It's at 6:30 Friday night.
Okay. All right, so if you're in the Houston area, you definitely want to go check it out. On May 31st, you'll have the Motherhood Diary authors there. And it's going to be, is this the first, you said the first signing?
Yes, it'll be the first signing with many of us together.
Okay.
I'm not sure how many of the authors will be there, but right now I think we're right up to about 10 or 12 of the authors will be there. And Rashonda will be there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was going to ask if she was going to be in the area. Okay. That sounds good. That sounds really good. Now, I'm trying to think. I'm going to make sure that we got everything covered. Is there anything else? Now, is Yolanda, is she on the phone or is she just on the in the chat room?
In the chat room, I think.
Okay. If she can hear this, I want to know if there's anything else that needs to be put out. You got 23 minutes and... you know, we just want to know if there's anything we missed. I don't want to get she said both. Okay, so are you on the line? What is your number? Area code, real quick, if you don't mind. See if she put that. Oh, she don't want to talk. Okay, I'll leave her alone then. Okay. She said, I don't need to talk. Okay. But it wasn't that. I was just, you know, I'm behind the scenes. I know that. Okay, I got you. Okay, so anything else, ladies, that y'all would like to mention real quick? I mean, DV didn't show up this evening. I don't know if he forgot or he just didn't want to. He wanted me to be tackled by all these women, and they did tackle me.
You enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, I did. I mean, you know, it's always good to be surrounded by a bunch of beautiful women. You know, who's going to turn that down? Not me. You know, even though I didn't... I did cuss a little bit in the beginning, and Nolita was getting pissed at me. So I kind of toned it down a little bit because...
You did.
I mean, y'all... But, you know, when you're on Word Sexy, I mean, you got to expect this type of thing. This is what we do on this show. Like I said, I don't intend to offend anyone, and hopefully I didn't. Any of the people that were listening that might know you, I just talk shit all the time. I'm sorry. It's just what I do. But anyway, I did tone it down, and yeah, I do. I mean... Like I said, you know, I applaud all of you, and I hope that all of y'all careers go in the direction you wanted to, and it sounds like it's going to. So is there anybody else that want to share what they're doing real quick? We've got like 20 minutes left.
This is Deborah in League City, and in addition to writing, I'm also really into acting. I love the stage, and I've started working in front of the camera in terms of being on film. I've done a few small parts. And I've got one coming up.
Okay, so what are some of the parts you've done? Were you on, like, Law and Order or something like that, or what did you do?
Okay, I said small.
I mean, it could be a small part, like you walked by one of the actors or something and said one word, like, here you go, sir, or something like that. I mean, was it something like that? I mean, some shit like that. I mean, you know, you got to start somewhere.
Baby steps, baby steps.
You know, I can't even do that. Yeah. I can't even stand in a damn show. I mean, she did a thing about authors, and I couldn't even be in it because all the heavy hitters, you know, nobody want to hear about Red, you know. I understand, though. I understand. But so any small parts you said, was it like just handing somebody a piece of paper or something and then walking off?
Well, actually, my first part was in a movie called A Little Bit of Christmas Business. And these are parts that are being actually filmed that are being shot in the Houston area. So I'm not, like, traveling yet because of my kids. I'm still hanging out.
So you're hoping
that,
that the part that you put in is not on the floor, the editing floor cut out, right?
I hope they don't edit it out and I can actually get a clip to stick on my demo reel on my IMDb site. So, but that's what I'm trying to do. So, see, Mickey, you know, you need an act. I'm here for you.
All right. Well, that was a good plug-in. That was a good segue. A good segue. I like that. Okay. All right. So somebody is saying, what is Rashonda's next release? I guess we can talk a little bit about Rashonda. So what is her next release? Mm-hmm. I've seen something I thought, well, anyway. You know, she is one of my soul roads. I'm an alpha. She's an AKA, so.
Okay,
somebody said, A Family Affair. Okay. Is this new or is this continuing from something she's done already? Or?
Let me check.
She said it's new. Okay. When is that coming out?
I guess
A Family Affair is coming out July 1st or July
30th. Well, she said July 30th. Yeah, that's what it says on the. See, that's why she should be talking instead of typing. But anyway, she don't want to come on. I understand.
Which is
anyway,
wonderful.
It's
yeah, it's wonderful that's coming out July 30th. You ready?
Go ahead.
I said it's wonderful that that's coming out July 30th because we're actually going to have Rashonda here with the Motherhood Diaries on August 1st. So we're going to be at Soj Emporium at 6:30 on that Thursday, August 1st.
Okay, Yolanda, what's the number? What is your number? Type in what your number is so I know that you're coming on. Or are you? Okay. All right, I'm going to let her come in right now. So we got 18 minutes to speak, my friend. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Snapper?
I'm Snapper, as you can tell. So what's going on? Tell me.
Well, Rashonda has a new teen series coming out. It's Roma Central, and it's going to be out on April 30th, as a matter of fact. So that's her new teen series. And then she has a new kind of new adult fiction coming out July 30th, A Family Affair.
Wow.
And she will
she is just so talented.
Yes, she is. She will be at the National Book Club Conference in August in Atlanta, the one that Curtis Bunn puts on every year.
Right, I know. Okay. So is there any awards expected for her in this conference?
I know she's a featured author.
Okay. I know sometimes they give awards away at some of the conferences and stuff, so I didn't know if she might have been nominated for something.
Well, she's getting some Romantic Times awards. Actually, she just found out that she won a Romantic Times award.
Okay. Well, congratulations are in order. So I'm sure she's busy right now. She couldn't be on the show. I understood that. And just let her know that we thanked her for all that she does.
I will definitely do that. And thank you for having the ladies on tonight.
You know, I always love to have whoever I can on the show. It's not like I can't get anybody. But, I mean, it's always great to have the fun that I have with all the women on the show. And, you know, I just really appreciate y'all. And I just would love to get a copy of this book so that I can really read it. I'm really going to read it. If I get a copy, and I would love to have it signed, but I can't get everything. So, I mean, I may have to go out and buy it and just have it. But, so do y'all think it's going to be any future collabo anthologies with you all on other subjects?
I'd like to like to hope so. There are about 22 of us in the book, so hopefully I hope that we can all work together in some capacity. I'm trying to put some things together so that I can work with C. Mickey, because one with her skill set actually helps what I do for a living. I own a communications firm. So, you know, having talented writers around, they help, whether it's you're publishing books or writing web copy or writing press releases. I think there's a lot of talent in this group of women, and it would just make sense for us to find avenues to work together.
Yeah, and I think we've all figured out also that you don't see a lot of situations where particularly black women come together in any kind
of
setting.
That's right.
And stick together and help each other. And this group has been so forthcoming for everybody because, you know, some people are just getting their first book out. You know, some people are still working on getting their first book out. Some of us have a book out. You know, it's just, and, you know, and some of us have a few books out, you know. So it's such a wide range. But and we all feel extremely blessed to have been put together because we're learning from each other. And I think that as the relationships grow, we're able to say, okay, this person can help me with this or this person can help me with that. So I think that over, you know, the course of, you know, I tend to try and move very quickly in my life anyway. I would say probably in the next year or so, I wouldn't be surprised if several of us popped up back on, you know, your show and other shows and be able to say, you know, well, we actually met or we started, you know, at the Motherhood Diary. So I definitely see that happening for all of us.
Well, I mean, you guys are welcome. Once you come on here once, I mean, it's, you know, all you got to do is let me know when you want to come back. So that's not a problem. We can always get you in. You know, like I said, I might ask you one time, and then I may ask you again, but anytime you want to come back, you know, just let me know, and we can definitely, like I said, get you into it. When you got something new coming out, or if you're going to be in the area somewhere, or wherever you want, you know. Even if it's just for a few minutes to say, hey, I got this new book, blah, 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 and keep going. You know, we got time for you, so, you know, just let me know. We definitely will do that. So, any more places you guys are going to be? Is this the first of your tour, the 31st of May? Is that the beginning of it? Or
the 1st of June. 1st of June, we're going to be in Houston. And then different ones of us are helping set up. So we're going to have book signings in Austin. I'll be handling that one. I think right now it's going to be actually around June 22nd because I just found out about a book festival this year, so I'm going to try and rope it all into that. And then we're also going to be having one in Dallas and Atlanta. And I think there's something happening in New York. I don't know the time frame on that one, though. But, yeah, I mean, there's several cities because everybody's really spread out. And so we can't, of course, go to all of them, you know, but for the ones who are closer. You buying?
No, I'm not buying, but I'm just saying if you guys are trying to promote all over the place.
We're from coast to coast. Yeah, we're literally from coast to coast. And everybody has their own thing going on, you know, as well. So those of us who are on the East Coast and can do that, they're going to go and support. Those of us who are here in the South, we're going to support. The one in June, though, is designed for everybody, and I think everybody, with the exception of maybe two or three of us, aren't going to be able to make it. But that one in Houston is the one that we really expect to have the best turnout.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's actually May 31st.
Okay, is that Norlita?
Right, May 31st now. Sorry.
Okay, now that you have gotten everybody on the show and got them interviewed, and I'm you've tamed me for tonight, what do you have to say?
What do I have to say?
Ooh. Yeah. Did I do okay? I mean, I didn't do all your questions that you wanted me to do, and I just didn't listen to you. So I just want to know, did it turn out the way you wanted it to?
Except for a couple of words that I was shocked that came out your mouth, but other than that, yes, you did.
How can you be shocked? Because you know me, and you've been on this show several times yourself.
Yeah, okay. And
so
when I was on the show, you didn't interview me like that.
I didn't. You sure?
No, you didn't.
I didn't, huh? So what did I do wrong this time? Tell me about it. We got
well, you know, you have to excuse any man.
Yeah, you had a couple of words slip out. I'm like, ooh. My
you don't
mind.
Have to be peeping, but.
Yeah, I can't repeat them. My mouth won't even let
me. I want y'all to know she's playing innocent this evening because she's normally in the chat room and she knows how I do.
Yeah, I'm in the
show.
Chat room, but you can
so why would I be different? Unless I was told to be different, I would not be different. I mean, Victoria, Christopher Murray's been on here and we talk shit. I mean, she didn't say a lot, but I mean, I talked to her and she was cool with it. I mean, it just depends on people. I don't want to offend anyone, so. You know, maybe I should look at turning another leaf or becoming clean or something. I don't know. I mean,
becoming clean.
Yeah, just have the new show aspect where I'm not cussing anymore and I'm just like talking. And then everybody
will
be like,
"Oh, you gotta be who you are and enjoy and embrace who you are because none of us are gonna change or be different. You know, we're all gonna embrace who we are." So.
I know, I'm just talking shit. But anyway, I am.
Good. Okay.
I'm just talking shit, trust me. It's only because I'm trying to mess with Miss Norlita
here. Oh, okay.
And, you know, she, you know, whatever. Anyway, I will get to her later. Somebody just dropped, okay? And let's be Yolanda, I think. Yeah. Okay, well, I thank you all for coming on. And does anybody else want to put a shout-out to you and share their, how they can get in contact with you if they want to talk to you individually as well as collectively?
I will, even though I don't, you know, I just do it just in case anyone wants to contact me. This is Gina Johnson. If anyone wants to reach me, you can just email me. I don't have a website or anything, but you can email me at authorginajohnson@aol.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and the Motherhood Diaries actually... Yes, the Motherhood Diaries actually has a website now. It's the motherhooddiaries.com. And on that website, you can click on the contributing authors. You'll see every one of us listed and how to contact us.
Okay. That's cool. Well, I appreciate y'all, like I said, for coming on the show. And hopefully I wasn't too bad. And if anybody's kids or anybody was listening, I hope they weren't. Significant others or anything, you know. But she didn't tell me not to cuss, otherwise I would not have. And it's all good. So, you know, I just thank you all. And hopefully I wish you great success in all your endeavors. And like I said, anybody wants to come back on, you know, I'm on Facebook. You can just always contact me and we'll work you in. We'll get you right into what it is that you need to talk about and we'll get you squared away.
So you're on Facebook just as what, Red Snapper?
Red Snapper, yep.
Okay.
I'm on there just like that. Yep. And you might
you
see...
You are wonderful, Red. I definitely appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And who was that? Was that Norlita?
Yes, it was.
Or someone else? Okay, well, you know, I try to be, you know, wonderful. That's what I try to do. You know, I try my best to be that way. And, you know, when you look me up, if you're going to look me up on Facebook, you might see... a guy two-stepping or something or dancing on there. That's me. I love to dance. So.
Oh, is well, that you?
That
is that
me.
You?
That's
you?
Two-step. That's me.
Cool.
Gonna
add
I'll get into that. Say what? You going to add me?
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
so,
I'll add you too.
Yeah, I want to keep up with you guys, and I might be coming back to you and say, hey, you want to come back on the show, or, you know, because we do talk. Normally, the second segment of the show is usually a relationship issue or question that we usually go through or talk on, and, of course, because there was so many of you tonight this evening, we didn't really get into that, but sometimes we get into situational questions about relationships and things that goes on, so we do that on here as well, so. You know, and Norlita can tell you we have some subjects. You know, like you know, one of the subjects we had was female orgasms, or you know, why men don't take time out with women or take their time. You know, just different things. You know, we talk on.
Okay.
So.
Sounds fun.
That does. That sounds very fun.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, well, you know, you're welcome to come back for that, because I really wanted to do that, but it was just so many of you, and I wanted you all to get in your story, which contributed to the book. So maybe next time you come on, we'll talk a little bit about that in the first half and in the second half. And I kind of took up a little bit with the lady from the UK. I mean, she had been wanting to come on, so I wanted to get her in. And I appreciate her, Amy Crone, for coming on at 2 o'clock in the morning her time to be on Word Sexy Radio. So, you know, that was good. And she was my first international host or guest on the show. So, but I thank you all, and we're going to probably let you go at this time. But before I do, I just want to let everybody know that, you know, I'm going to be putting out a link here so that you can use this on your websites or whatnot, however way you want to do this, so that people can hear this interview. Cussing and all, I'm sorry, I'm not going to edit that. So, but we're going to definitely have that for you if you want that. So we appreciate you, and good luck in your future.